and that whoever these people are, who are the priests, the adepts, and the initiates of the mystery schools, they are in control, and they are shaping the future, and that future will affect all of us, so we had better learn as much about them as we can.
One of the brilliant things about Bill was that he was able to fluidly switch between when he was reading to when he was commenting, so that sometimes it was imperceivable. He had such a fantastic grasp of the English language that he could speak to you almost the same way that these ancient texts did.
We have to be very careful about how we interpret what we read, especially the Bible. And I'll tell you why. When I research these secret societies and I research the Bible, and by the way, I'm a Christian, so if you're a Christian, don't think I'm knocking your religion. I'm not. I'm just telling you what I found. I have found that at the very heart and core of all these secret societies lurks the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is the ancient Jewish mysticism. It is a method of encoding information through a system of mathematics and numbers. It is some of the most ancient knowledge that man has ever possessed and has been kept secret and given only to those who have proven themselves worthy through the process of initiation. Nobody knows where it comes from. I can tell you this, it was there long before the Jews came along. The Jews just took it and preserved it, and they passed it down, and it's used by everybody. Because it's at the heart and core of the secret knowledge, the metaphysics, the real science that none of us know anything about. These people that belong to the secret societies never dared to write down in any language what they knew, what it was that they were guarding, because then someone could steal it, and then the secret would be out. So they devised secret systems of encoding the secrets of the ages, the knowledge, the hidden knowledge, the occult. Now, occult doesn't mean evil. It doesn't mean the devil. It doesn't mean Satan. Occult means hidden. It means hidden. That's all it means. So they took this knowledge and they made it occult through a system of encoding, encryption, one of which is mathematics, numbers. Another is architecture. Everybody wonder, why do they have a fraternal organization called the Freemasons? Aren't those the guys that build walls? You bet they do. But every wall they build contains the secrets that have been kept and maintained throughout the ages, and it's encoded in the architecture and in the measurements of the buildings and in the mathematical formulas used to derive the geometry, the shape, the length and breadth and height of rooms. It's all encoded there.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
So they ordered his execution. It was actually ordered by the policy committee of the Bilderberg Group in The Hague in Geneva, Switzerland, and was carried out by agents of the secret government in Dallas. The man who actually administered the coup de grace was the driver of the car, William Greer. We have a film in beautiful living color that you can actually see with your own eyes William Greer turn with an assassination pistol in his left hand and shoot the president point blank in the head over his right shoulder. It's incredible that it's been hidden from the public for all these years. But the same film has been shown on television for all these years, but they've always zoomed right in on Kennedy and cut the driver out, so you can never see it. It's the Zapruder film. It was never shown to the Warren Commission. They never saw it.
They have created a repressive society, and we are their unwitting accomplices. More and more people are becoming poor.
By this time, Bill had become a popular lecturer, author, and radio show host. His shortwave radio program, The Hour of the Time, could be heard five nights a week throughout the world.
It was an event. It was always exciting, waiting for The Hour of the Time to come on, turning on your shortwave and hoping that that night that the propagation was good across the airwaves, because, of course, shortwave is extremely susceptible to weather conditions, and when weather conditions are favorable, you're heard around the world, but when they're not, you're not heard anywhere. So it was always, there was an anticipation for The Hour of the Time coming on. I love the intro music. I waited to hear that siren starting and the dogs begin to bark, because you knew that there was something exciting happening and Bill Cooper was on the air once again.
You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. For the first time in the history of the world, man was free. Literally, a king and queen in his or her own right. Over the years, that promise has extended to many other peoples. That promise eliminated slavery. That promise has caused poor, unhappy people living under tyranny all over the world to set their eyes on the shores of this country with only one thought in their mind, to get here however they had to get here, and even if they had to die in the process, in order that they could also be free. And so why, ladies and gentlemen, are we so eager to give it away? For some imaginary new world order under a United Nations charter that it will do away with war forever. If you believe that, if you really believe that and you fall for that deception, you'll be so sorry for the rest of your lives.
He had such a way with radio, really took you back to, I think, in the pre-TV days when people used to sit around the radio and listen to it. That's what would happen in my living room. Friends would come over and we'd listen to Bill Cooper, and there was a certain nostalgia to it, but the fact that he was dealing with all of these current events and things that were happening right before our eyes added more drama to the whole situation. And it was just a wonderful experience every night sitting down and listening to Bill.
Every time any church gets control of government, the people suffer. It has always happened. That's why our founding fathers established a country where that was not supposed to happen, where everybody was free to worship at the altar of their choice. And if you think they were all of one mind, you better think again.